It's really exciting that autonomous transportation is starting to feel less like science fiction and more like something we'll actually see in our cities.
Absolutely. The reason it's getting practical is that AI, advanced sensors, edge computing, and smarter data systems are finally coming together.
And it's not just one thing. We're talking about driverless cars, robotaxis, autonomous buses, sidewalk delivery robots, vans, and even drones.
The core idea is to take routine, predictable movement tasks away from human drivers while making travel safer, more efficient, and more accessible.
But in real life, that's a huge challenge. The system has to understand the world instantly, predict what other road users might do, make split-second decisions, and keep working when conditions change without warning.
That's why AI is the foundation. Most systems use a stack of capabilities: perception, prediction, planning, and control.
It feels almost like giving the vehicle eyes, intuition, judgment, and hands.
Precisely. Perception uses cameras, radar, and LiDAR to build a clear picture of the environment.
Then AI models look at all that data and identify cars, pedestrians, cyclists, traffic signs, lane markings, obstacles, and road conditions.
The hard part isn't just detecting those objects. It's interpreting what they mean.
For example, is that person about to cross the street? Is that driver preparing to turn? Is there debris blocking the lane?
Prediction matters just as much, because transportation is full of uncertainty.
Pedestrians can move unexpectedly, drivers can make imperfect choices, and weather can change quickly.
AI systems use patterns from past data plus real-time observations to forecast likely behavior.
That helps the vehicle prepare for the next few seconds, instead of only reacting to what's happening right now.
Once it understands the environment and predicts how it might change, it has to decide what to do.
Planning algorithms weigh safety, efficiency, legal rules, and passenger comfort to choose a path.
Then the control layer turns that plan into precise steering, acceleration, and braking commands.
Driverless cars are probably the most visible part of this shift, and they could really change personal mobility.
The potential is significant. Fewer accidents caused by human error, better mobility for people who can't drive, and even new ways of designing cities.
But I don't want to pretend it's simple. Widespread adoption will take real work.
That's right. Autonomous cars must perform reliably in rain, fog, low light, construction zones, and dense urban areas.
And they have to handle those rare, unusual edge cases that are hard to predict during testing.
Public trust is a major barrier. People need to believe the vehicle is safe, responsive, and capable of handling unexpected events.
That's where robotaxis could be especially promising.
Instead of owning a car, people could summon a driverless vehicle when they need one.
That sounds so convenient, and it could reduce congestion and lower transportation costs in cities.
It could also reduce the need for parking, freeing up space for parks, housing, or public plazas.
And autonomous buses might be one of the most practical near-term steps.
Buses often follow fixed routes, which makes them easier to map, test, and regulate than cars roaming open road networks.
AI-driven transit could make public transportation more frequent, punctual, and accessible.
Autonomous shuttles could run late into the night, connect neighborhoods to transit hubs, or serve areas where hiring drivers is difficult or costly.
For public agencies, the appeal is better service with lower operating costs over time.
Provided the technology proves reliable and scalable.
And it's not only about moving people. Last mile delivery is growing quickly.
Sidewalk robots, autonomous vans, and drones are being tested to deliver packages, groceries, medical supplies, and other goods with less dependence on human drivers.
They use AI to navigate sidewalks, avoid pedestrians, follow traffic rules, and optimize routes.
For businesses, that can mean faster delivery, lower labor costs, and 24/7 operation.
For consumers, It's the convenience of not waiting at home or dealing with missed delivery times.
But delivery robots still face real challenges.
Sidewalk design, pedestrian safety, weather, local regulations, and public acceptance all matter.
A small robot may work well in a planned area, but it can become disruptive in a busy downtown environment if it isn't properly managed.
Autonomous transportation also depends heavily on infrastructure and data.
Roads need clear markings, and cities may need better signage, dedicated lanes, and curb designs that support autonomous vehicles.
Communication technologies like Vehicle-to-Everything, or V2X, can let vehicles exchange information with traffic signals, other cars, and roadside systems.
Data is just as essential.
AI systems improve when trained on large, diverse datasets that include real-world driving conditions, rare events, and different geographic environments.
Simulation tools are important because they let developers test thousands of scenarios safely before vehicles reach public roads.
But safety, regulation, and public trust remain some of the biggest barriers.
These systems must meet high safety standards, and regulators will need clear rules for testing, deployment, liability, and insurance.
If an autonomous vehicle is involved in a crash, responsibility can become unclear.
It raises hard questions. Is the manufacturer accountable? The software developer? The fleet operator? The passenger?
Privacy is another concern.
Vehicles collect large amounts of data about the environment, and in some cases about people.
If that data isn't handled responsibly, it can create serious ethical and security issues.
Cybersecurity is critical, too, because connected vehicles can be targets for malicious attacks.
A breach could affect not just one vehicle, but an entire fleet or even a city's transportation network.
The future will likely be a mix of human-driven and autonomous systems.
Fully autonomous travel may expand first in controlled environments like campuses, airports, industrial sites, and fixed-route transit corridors.
Over time, more complex urban and suburban operations may follow as the technology matures and regulations become clearer.
If it succeeds, AI-powered transportation could reduce accidents, improve access for older adults and people with disabilities, lower emissions through more efficient driving, and reshape urban planning.
It could also create new industries, new job categories, and new ways of thinking about mobility as a service rather than ownership.
The key question is whether AI will change transportation. It's how quickly and responsibly that change will happen.
The vehicles, robots, and systems being tested today are early steps in a larger transformation.
If developers, regulators, and communities work together on safety, ethics, and public trust, autonomous transportation could become one of the defining innovations of the next decade.
The ultimate goal isn't simply to replace human drivers. It's to create a transportation system that is safer, more efficient, and more accessible for everyone.